This year's May Bumps on Cam FM. All the action at the riverside. Every stroke, every sweep, every bump. As and when it happens. On 97.2.
M3.
Thank you very much, Chris. I'm standing at Grassy Quarter, and the crowd are beginning to come down. It's starting to pick up down here this afternoon, as it is, we await the start of the M3 division. Also on the line, we have Pete at First Place Corner from 6th. I'm at Grassy. Adam from 1st and 3rd at Ditton, and Catherine from Selwyn down the long reach. The 4-minute cannon has gone, and I believe the 1-minute cannon will be going shortly. So we're head up to Pete at First Place Corner, who can give us a rundown of this M3 division.
Thanks, Andy. Yeah, I think we're probably less than 2 minutes away from the start of the division now, so I can just give you a quick rundown. Heading it up is Hughes Hall M1. They're going to be chased by Darwin M1. Behind them, we've got 1st and 3rd M3. Selwyn M2, Emma M2. I've particularly enjoyed the Emma women's boats, which have tried to spell out Emmanuel from 1 to 8 in the boat, but that's been variably successful because lots of them are now wearing jumpers, so we ended up with lots of fragmented words. But anyway, behind them we've got St. Catherine's M2, Peterhouse M2, Lady Margaret M3, Robinson M2, Girton M2, Trinity Hall M2, Magdalen M2, Fitz M2, lots of M2s in a row there, Queen's M3, Emma M3, King's M2 and Churchill M2, and the sandwich boat at the back of the division, Keys M3. So, not heard the 1 minute cannon, but the bank parties are starting to attach their punt poles to the boat and push them out into the river, so we can't be too far away. But the wind's really picking up here. Thankfully, the rain is just holding off at the moment. We've had a few icy blasts of rain, but they've not lasted more than a few minutes each. So, it's not the worst conditions to be out here commentating today. But I think the wind must be really having a big bearing, especially on some of the lower divisions. Andy, can we just go back to you for a second, Grassy, while we wait for the start?
We can indeed. And I'm actually just on the far side of the Grassy Corner, opposite where all the barges are, which fortunately so far this morning, we haven't seen any crashes on that side. There have been a couple in the men's 5 division, a couple of crews which went... didn't quite get the corner right and went into the far bank. Fingers crossed, we are now in the M3 division, so the standards for rowing it's getting better and better from here on in. And we're going back over to you, Pete.
Yeah, so the race has just kicked off, and Hughes Hall are heading up the division, battling this headwind, but looking fairly smooth at the moment. So they've probably opened up a slight advantage on Darwin 1, although they look pretty much on station. But behind them, catching fairly quickly, are... 1st and 3rd M3. So it looks like Hughes Hall are getting a bit of clear water at the start of the division. Tracking 1st and 3rd fairly closely is Selwyn M2. That is probably down to about a boat length. And the Selwyn rowers have got a remarkable red and yellow set of caps, which are really distinctive. All pretty much on station, I would say now. So it's Selwyn approaching 1st and 3rd and probably making about 3 lengths on Emmanuel behind them, and behind them St. Catherine's M2. But hopefully the first boat's starting to appear at Grassy, Andy.
I can see Hughes Hall coming into view now. It's hard to make out from the angle how they're doing, but they actually look to be rowing pretty nicely in time and look to open up quite a substantial lead over Darwin. My estimation, I would estimate that to be about 2.5 lengths now. Hughes Hall rowing pretty well. Looks to be a bit of trouble behind. I reckon 1st and 3rd could get caught by Selwyn. Looks to be down to about half a length.
So Girton and Robinson are in quite a tussle here, and it looks like, yes, so Girton M2 have just burnt Robinson M2. The Lady Margaret M3 rode past me with no problem, but... Girton M2 have successfully bumped Robinson M2. Robinson are just pulling alongside me, so I won't say anything too critical of their performance at the moment. But they're looking pretty good here. And Trinity Hall M2 rowing past behind them, and then there's quite a big gap, probably about 5 or 6 lengths back to Magdalen, the next boat behind them. And it looks to be a big gap behind there, so there could possibly have been some bumps, but I'll confirm that a bit later. But confirm a bump by Girton M2 on Robinson M2, and I can see the Girton M2 crew high-fiving there. Back to you, Andy.
Yeah, and I can confirm Selwyn 2 have bumped up on first and third. Third boat, that happened just before Grassy Corner. Going past me now, it's Emma, who are being chased for a half by St. Cat. About a length. The non-boaties is about, you can probably just about drive the London bus through it. Behind Cats, we got Peterhouse. Peterhouse, they've opened up a massive gap over LMBC. LMBC, my own college. My voice has dropped in tone because they're about four lengths behind Peterhouse, unfortunately. See any more bumps to confirm?
So I can't confirm this yet, but I've not seen 6M2 or Queen's M3 go past. So I'm going to call a bump by Queen's M3 on 5th M2. Emma and Emma's the last boat that's past me, and Keys M3 at the bottom of the division, the sandwich boat, are also rowing past. So I imagine that means that King's M2 were bumped by Churchill M2. So two bumps that I'm going to call provisionally there, but I'll try and get some confirmation. Maybe we can throw to Adam at Ditton Corner.
It appears we can't quite get hold of Adam at the moment, but let's quickly confirm bumps that we believe. First and third were bumped by Selwyn 2, Robinson 2 bumped by Girton 2, Fitz 2 bumped by Queen's 3, we believe, King's 2 bumped by Churchill 2, we believe. Going past me now, it's simply Magdalen 2, and they're going to have a very nice row over. Behind them, Emma 3, again, a nice row over for them. Catherine, you're down on the long reach. Has Hughesall and Darwin got to you yet?
Yes, Hughesall is just passing me, and they're really looking good. They're in no danger from Darwin, who is like several boat lengths behind them, and just around the corner I can see Emma coming up, or pursued by Cat, and there are more boats. I'll get back to you, though.
Thanks, Catherine. And so we just wait.
Boats in the middle, that would be an interesting tussle. Emma 2 started in 5th, St. Cat 2 started
actually,
in 6th, Peterhouse 2 started in 7th.
Catherine, actually it looks like Emma is being bumped by St. Cat now. They're really putting it on. And yeah, they're keeping up, they're just about overlapping here. Yes, and it's been called. No, the clock hasn't given in. They're still going strong and running behind them to see what's happening. Back to you.
We were going to have a quick interview with the Victorious Girton crew. I don't know if we can do that quickly before they run off. So, give us a quick reaction to your win today.
Well, we're all very happy. This is the Girton gear boat. We're going in the M2 slot. A little worried after the power 10, didn't get any whistles, but since we sailed in, we just crept up on them. And guys,
can you tell us about your glasses that you're wearing, please?
With the beer boat, we're wearing these beer glasses, green lenses, and beers. We're trying to go up from there.
That was Girton M2 who bumped Robinson M2 today, so they're looking pretty happy with themselves with their sort of squashed beer bottles. So I think that pretty much rounds up all the action in the division. Andy, I don't know if you want to give us a quick rundown as we finish things up.
I'll give a quick rundown, and then we'll quickly go back to Catherine to see if she has any more news on what happened between Emma 2, St. Cat 2 and Peterhouse 2. So the rundown is Hughesall 1 and Darwin 1, both with comfortable rowovers. First and third were bumped by Selwyn 2 before Grassy. Emma 2, St. Cat 2, Peterhouse 2, still rowing at the moment at the end of long reach, and potentially one bump out of those three. LMBC, comfortable row over Robinson 2, as we just heard. They were caught by Girton 2, the beer boat. Trinity Hall 2 and Magdalen 2, both set to row over. Fitz 2 were bumped by Queens 3. As going past me now, you may be able to hear, it looks to be Selwyn 2, lots of Selwyn fans down here. Fitz 2 were bumped by Queens 3, Emma 3, comfortable row over. Kings 2 bumped by Churchill 2, and Keys 3 rowing over at the foot of the division. So quickly, Catherine, any news on whether St. Cat's got that bump in the end?
Yes, they did. Emma speeded after basically chasing down the whole of Long Reach. That was incredibly deep. But they had to give in, and everyone else has just been rowing down here quietly. So currently seeing Emmanuel Sweetfart are in no position to catch up with the boat before them, and the next boat is kind of several lengths behind, so nothing else happening here. Adam, anything new?
Catherine, just to confirm, that was St. Cat's 2 who bumped Emma 2. Is that right?
Yes, that was St. Cat bumping Emma M2.
Excellent. So we have had 5 bumps in this M3 division. Fat 3 bumped by Selwyn 2. Emma 2 bumped by Cat's 2, as we've just heard. Robertson 2 bumped by Girton 2. Fitz 2 bumped by Queen's 3. King's 2 bumped by Churchill 2. An exciting bumps race. We are going to be hanging around by the river all afternoon. We have 4 more races left for you. Coming next, it is the women's 2nd division.
May bumps.
Cam FM.
Results.
So, Hughes Hall rode over, Darwin rode over, Selwyn 2 bumped 1st and 3rd 3, Cats 2 bumped Emma 2, Peterhouse 2 rode over, Lady Margaret 3 rode over, Girton 2 bumped Robinson 2, Trinity Hall 2 rode over, Magdalen 2 rode over, Queen's 3 bumped Fitz 2, Emmanuel 3 rode over, and Churchill 2 bumped King's 2, and Keys rode over. That's that.
Maybumps.
Cam FM.